But like I said in the spring, you know, the guys that fit in very well, whether it's laughing and joking in the locker room in the spring, going out to eat together, it's been great just, you know, building that camaraderie as a secondary.
What was it, like 3 weeks, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, like two weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah.
What is it like to have Patrick back in that secondary, and what's the biggest thing that you've seen from him, you know, in the meetings and just having him back?
It's good because, like I said, Pat's a true pro. You know, he's a guy, he comes in every day, he's ready to work, he understands the defense. I think he's another, like, model citizen for the younger guys, someone they can look at and, you know, model their game, model what he does to get ready for practice, get ready to know what he's doing. So it's been great. He's a friend of mine who was here the whole time I was here, and he experienced something different for a year, and now he's back.
What specific ways, Devin, would you say he's a model citizen as a teammate?
I think just his work ethic, you know, whether it's in the weight room, being one of the stronger guys, whether it's, you know, getting ready for practice, doing different things that, you know, a younger guy can come see, hey, I get in the hot tub, I'll do this before practice, just to make sure I'm ready, not just the stretch before practice and just go. As you get in this league, you got different aches and pains that you need to take care of on your own.
This
is the first time. Just Tavon. Logan had been before.
Logan, yeah.
Before he came. Yeah.
Out there as like the vice guy on the edge during, I guess, a punt return for you.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done a lot of things on special teams since I've been here. So, yeah, I've done that, whether it be at corner or safety.
How is that? I know it's sort of hand-to-hand combat out there on the edge, is how Matt Slater has put it sometimes. How tough is it? How tough a job is that to be able to corral a guy?
It's pretty fun because you got 2-on-1 out there. Usually we don't have that kind of advantage as defensive back. So I was joking on Slate and asking him what he thought his chances was coming out there against me and Revis while we was out there. So, you know, that's when you really get work, when a guy like Slater's out there and he's one of the best in the game. So it's just something you got to work in. And, you know, with Julian back deep, if we give him a chance, he shows he can score. He just laughed and said he thinks he has a good chance.
No problem.
You were talking about, you mentioned Tavon the other day. Where have you seen him improve in you know, the steps that he's made?
I think growth as far as just being in the defense. I think that's the toughest thing when you come in as a young guy. You go as a rookie where it's, you know, you're in there, it's know this spot, you know this one role. And I think, you know, now he has a better understanding of the defense. And you really need that at safety. You need to know everything that's going on. And I think he's putting a lot of work studying the playbook and not just knowing his position, but knowing what's going on around him. I think it's giving him the chance to, you know, do some things that, you know, maybe we haven't talked about, but it's the right thing, and he's not doing it because it's in the playbook, but he understands, and it's allowing him to put people in better positions and put himself in good positions.
First year player, rookie. Is it a huge change from the college game? Is it like high IQ stuff that he has to learn fast?
I think every NFL team probably like that, you know. In college, the game's a little different. You know, I know when I was in college, it was a lot of, you know, we do what we do, and, you know, they got to beat us in NFL with offenses and different receivers. And, you know, you got to match up with people, and you got to do things different each week. So you have to come in here and learn a lot. You know, you can't just learn one position because it's not 95 guys on a team. There's 50-something guys, and you got to be able to be versatile to play different positions. So when you first get in here, those first couple weeks, you know, a huge book is thrown at you and you're trying to just get it all together. So, but I think our rookies are doing a pretty good job of just trying to learn it day by day.
Hey, Devin,
yeah. It's gone really fast, but it's been a fun time, and just trying not to feel old yet.
Devin, have you had to cover Justin Jones much at your
A little bit.
What do you think of him just as a target this size?
He's a big guy, and I think he's learning how to use his size good. He had a catch where, you know, I don't know who the quarterback was, but they threw it, and he just kept the defender on his back and made it so you couldn't get to the ball. So I think he's doing a good job of understanding using his size, and, you know, he has a good person to look at with Gronk in the meeting rooms. He's the same way, being able to use his size.
Devin, say you guys have
think it's key just because we have a returner in Julian that can make big plays. He can score a touchdown. So for us, we just got to go out there and give him a chance. You know, we're all guys that have been in the league. We've all done it before. And if we give him a chance, I think he can make big plays, and that helps the team win.